This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
You're listening to The Travis Thomas Show on WEEI and on the Odyssey app.
Yeah, here we go. Travis Thomas Experience, taking your phone calls for you. 617-779-7937. Travis Thomas Experience on the gram and Twitter. I always say that, people are always amazed. Like, man, you do 3 hours by yourself? Most people have a co-host. And I'm like, nah, I'm never by myself. I don't talk at people. I talk with people. And I take a lot of pride in that. And this is, if you've been listening to this show, since I came on at 3, first of all, thank you. Secondly, you know damn well, the phone lines have just been jumping. We have a lot of fun here. I really like partying with you all. So get in here, 617-779-7937. And party with me. So I got a lot I want to do in this segment, and then I want to transition to the NBA. So just to recap, for the Super Bowl, I'm taking the Eagles 26-20. I think Jalen Hurts learned from his one fatal mistake in the Super Bowl against the Chiefs a few years back. I don't think he makes that this time. I don't think it's going to be, as exciting as a game. That was a high scoring game last time. I don't believe that's going to be the case. I think this will be defensive, but I think Hurts, between his legs and making a few throws from the pocket, that will be the difference in the game. I think the Chiefs defense is great enough that they can kind of neutralize, that's a word, neutralize Saquon Barkley. You're not shutting that dude down. He's too special. But if you take away the big play, you got a shot to beat the Eagles. If he gets to the outside and he takes off on you, he gets to that second, third level of your defense, you lose. Okay, that's how that goes. You lose. Game over. But I think Jalen Hurts will be the steady hand and the difference. So I'll go 26-20. Hurts goes to Disney World, okay? Let's go to John real quick and get his prediction, David. John, what's your prediction for tomorrow's big game?
24-21 Eagles. And about the snowstorms. When I was a little kid, they were even worse. My father had to drop me out the window because we couldn't open the doors because all the snow blew against the doors and they opened out. So he dropped me out with a shovel at 5 years old to shovel out in front of the driveway. And we'd shovel for 8 hours and then drive the truck through. Lots of fun. And at the big snowstorms, used to push people out of the snowbanks, to increase our mood, and then hide before they could get into the clearing and thank us. Lots of fun. Worked during the 78 snowstorm. and had to help out people in other places. And by the way, great show. Your honesty, what you say, keep being who you are. Being honest is great. People never ask me for recommendations if they're terrible people, because they know what I'm going to say. Like this one woman asked for a recommendation, and I said, I wrote down, well, I haven't seen her beat anyone and as my recommendation, and then told her she wanted something different, and I said, I added, well, haven't seen her beat anyone this week. Great show.
Thanks. Thanks, John. How about that? John with a little Super Bowl prediction and a little life advice for everyone. I appreciate the call, brother. All right, so listen, I want to grade the coaching hires for the NFL this offseason, because I haven't talked to you for a while. So the Patriots, I think we can all agree, you know, look, I do feel bad for Gerard Mayo, but at the same time, you know, kudos to Robert Kraft for ripping off the Band-Aid. He should have never hired the guy. He put him in a position to fail. I mean, my God, if you love him so much, put him in position to succeed. I think it's funny how Vrabes gets here, and all of a sudden, we got all these great assistant coaches, and like, where was that for Gerard Mayo? Regardless, you know, I'm giving the Patriots an A for Mike Vrabel, and we all know why. He's going to turn this thing around, and this team's going to have an identity. I mean, that was really a big problem last season. What the hell are you? We never knew. Gerard Mayo didn't know. Mike Vrabel knows. Okay, they're tougher overnight, and I think they're going to have a big offseason. So the Patriots had the best hire of the offseason in Mike Vrabel, so I'm giving them an A. The Bears, I'm giving a B. I think Ben Johnson's going to be a good coach, but we don't know. He's a coordinator. How many times have we seen these boy wonders, right, offensively, get these jobs, and they suck? So we'll see. I think he's going to be excellent with him and Caleb, but I have to wait and see. I can't give the Bears an A with the unknown, right? I think it'll work, but we'll see. So I'll go B for the Bears. Raiders, I'm giving you a C. I mean, Pete Carroll, does that not feel like a bridge coach? They're going to go get Russell Wilson, too. You watch. It'll be Pete Carroll and Russell Wilson there in Vegas, and that's a bridge. That, you know, Russell Wilson will be a bridge quarterback till next year when it's an actual really good draft class for quarterbacks. That'll be that. And Pete Carroll will be a bridge coach because he's 157 years old until they go and lure, whether it's primetime or someone else, away, big name to coach the Raiders. So I'm giving them a C. The Jets, I will give a C+. You know, it's another defensive coach, so I hear the groans from Jets fans. But I actually think Aaron Glenn will work because he played for that franchise and he cares. Like, he was really good for the Jets as a player. He was, again, just like Ben Johnson, excellent as a defensive coordinator. So we'll see, you know, if he can actually translate and be a really good head coach. But some of the issue with the Jets, it's just like this malaise over their franchise, just this blah. And I think Aaron Glenn gives you some juice there because he cares. So I'll give them a C+. And then the Cowboys, I'm going to give a D. Brian Schottenheimer was shocked. Like, even he was like, wait, you want me to? I'm the coach? Okay, cool. It's not going to work, and we know it. Saints, I'm giving an F. I mean, no one wants a job. I think Kellen Moore is probably going to end up getting it, and who the hell knows if he's going to be a good coach or not. No one even wants a coach there. That tells you everything you need to know. I mean, enjoy the Super Bowl, New Orleans, because you're going to have a lot of losing around there for a long time. And then finally, the Jaguars hired this Liam Cohen guy. Listen, you know, I'm going to give them a D. I mean, they do have Trevor Lawrence, but my God, if Doug Peterson, who I watched outcoach Bill Belichick, for Christ's sakes, in a Super Bowl with Nick Foles, I mean, if he can't get the most out of Trevor Lawrence, you think I'm going to take this coordinator dude who's an absolute creepazoid weirdo to like get the most out of Trevor Lawrence? I mean, you guys saw the introductory press conference for this Liam Cohen guy in Jacksonville, right? You guys all remember this,
Duval.
Don't you?
Duval.
Play it again.
Duval.
I can't give that guy a good grade. So I'm going D. Play it again.
Duval.
I mean, that's serial killer stuff. That's a creep. So I'll give them a D. I have some thoughts on the Hall of Fame. I was so confused. I thought for sure, how in the hell is Adam Vinatieri not a Hall of Famer? Are you kidding? I mean, Super Bowls, game winners in Super Bowls and conference title games, played alongside Manning and Brady. Like, what am I missing? I think Torrey Holt should have been a Hall of Famer. I mean, he was an integral part of the greatest show on turf. It's overdue. He should already be in. He didn't get in again. Antonio Gates did get in, so I thought that was right. Luke Kuechly? Are you kidding? He's not a Hall of Famer? Come on, bro. I get if you're knocking like, oh, he didn't play long enough. Well, he literally physically couldn't. He had too many concussions. But like he was his numbers are Hall of Fame. He was prolific in a short amount of time. I mean, I thought Luke Kuechly was a Hall of Famer, and I hate to defend this guy because I know he's ripped hearts out around here. If Eli Manning, who didn't get in on the first ballot, I don't think he ever gets in. I think this was his shot because the longer it takes for Eli, the more glaring his numbers are. He doesn't have Hall of Fame numbers. But, I mean, we all watched him beat Brady twice. That's a Hall of Famer. I'm sorry. And his last name should help him. I mean, honestly, I didn't get it at all. And this is like the smallest class of guys that got in since 2005. Like what? What? I was so confused by this Hall of Fame class. You know, again, you know, Antonio Gates should have got in. I don't have a problem with Jared Allen getting in. I thought Eric Allen and Sterling Sharp were a little head scratchery to me. And then why, you know, it was just like those four guys and not a fifth guy was confusing to me. I didn't really understand it this year. I'll be honest with you. You know, but, you know, I watched all those guys, Gates, Allen, Eric Allen, Jared Allen, and Shannon Sharp or Sterling Sharp. I watched them all and they were all great players, but I was just confused. I covered a lot of guys on this. Steve Smith Sr., I covered. He didn't get in. Terrell Suggs, I covered in Baltimore. He didn't get in. I thought a lot of these guys should have got in. I'm looking right now at the 2026 class, the first-time eligibles for 2026. I mean, what a list, man. Larry Fitzgerald, Drew Brees, Phillip Rivers, Jason Witten, Frank Gore, Julian Edelman, Marquise Pouncey, LeSean McCoy, Thomas Davis, Greg Olsen, Alex Smith, Dez Bryant, Steven Gostkowski, Geno Atkins. I mean, these are great names. Todd Gurley. I'll be honest with you. I mean, you know, I'd go Edelman, Breeze, Fitzgerald, Witten, and Gore. That's like my five. Edelman, Breeze, Fitzgerald, Witten, and Gore all feel like first ballot guys to me. But I'll tell you, I mean, you know, the Hall of Fame, the voters, you know, these guys don't – it's not as slam dunk as you think. I mean, there's some real head-scratchers here. So, but that's what I would do. I would go Edelman, Breeze, Fitzgerald, Witten, and Gore. We'll see what happens. It probably means none of them get in. We're taking your calls. I want Super Bowl predictions, 617-779-7937. Travis Thomas Experience on the gram and Twitter as well. So I want to hear from you, Super Bowl predictions. When we come back, I'm going to pivot to hoops here. The NBA has gone insane with all these trades, and I want to talk about it with you when we come back. Travis Thomas Experience on WEEI. Here's David with What's Trending.
WEEI Afternoons with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson. Weekdays 2 to 6. Now, here's What's Trending on WEEI.
All right, let's get you caught up on what's trending here on WEEI and WEEI.com. The Bruins are playing the Vegas Golden Knights at home. The score is currently 2-1 with the Bruins on top. The Celtics are on the road at Madison Square Garden tonight against the Knicks. Tip-off is set for 8:30 p.m. The Seas are 1-0 against the Knicks so far this year. The Boston College men's basketball team is in action. They actually just hit a game-tying three with about 1 second left on the clock, so they are headed to overtime, tied at 67 with the Syracuse Orange. You can hear the call of that game on WEEI AM 850. Super Bowl 59 between the Philadelphia Eagles and Kansas City Chiefs kicks off from New Orleans tomorrow night at 6:30 p.m. You can hear Westwood One's coverage of the game right here on WEEI. Coverage begins at 2 o'clock p.m. I'm David Azer. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This is the Travis Thomas Show on WEEI.
You know how we do it here on the Travis Thomas Experience, taking your phone call 617-779-7937. You can get at me, Travis Thomas Experience, on Twitter and IG. Taking your predictions for Super Sunday, I have the Eagles 26-20 over the Chiefs. I do believe that the Chiefs' defense is great enough to figure out a way to slow down a Saquon Barkley. But I think Jalen Hurts is going to be a problem tomorrow. I really do. I think between his legs and being able to throw the ball, you know, you're going to have a hard time dealing with Jalen Hurts. Remember, he made a huge mistake the last time these two played in the Super Bowl, and that was the difference in the game. And he played damn near a perfect game before that. He's going to learn from that. I don't think he's going to be as electrifying as he was in that Super Bowl, because this Kansas City Chiefs defense is better than that one. But I do think he'll have a clean sheet. You know, he doesn't turn the ball over much. So I could see probably, you know, a tush push touchdown, and then maybe a touchdown throw to either Devontae Smith or A.J. Brown. And that's the difference. You know, Mahomes is going to be great as always, but, you know, this Philly defense, man, I actually think this Super Bowl could look more like the one where Mahomes played against Brady, where that Bucs defensive line. I mean, I remember Mahomes dropping back in that Super Bowl and like doing triple axles trying to get away from these guys. Like he was running around, spinning around, jumping up in the air, trying to throw passes, and he couldn't do anything because the Bucs defensive line was on his arse. So that's what I could see the Eagles defense, particularly that defensive line, just wreaking havoc in Patrick Mahomes' life tomorrow. But the Chiefs are always in tight games. You know, they just don't get blown out. And he's too great of a player. Andy Reid's too great of a coach. So, you know, I could see the Eagles, it could feel dominant, but I think the score will not be indicative of that. I think the score will be close. But I'll take Eagles 26-20. And I'll go Jalen Hurts for my Super Bowl MVP. Now, I'm watching Jeremy Swayman do work on my television right now. There's a minute left in the second period as the Bruins are up 3-1 on the Vegas Golden Knights. And this is how I know my boy Shukri loves me, because there is no bigger Bruins fan in the world than him. Yet, he takes time out of his day during a Bruins game that I know he's watching to call his boy up to give me his Super Bowl prediction. So let's go to line one, please, David, to my man's shoe. Who do you got tomorrow, brother? Thank you for calling me while your Bruins are handling business right now against the Golden Knights. Give me your prediction for tomorrow.
What's going on, my beloved man?
What's up, brother?
It's good to talk to you always. And as far as the Bruins are concerned, I mean, I got the TV on mute right now because I'm not trying to have the audio interfere with our conversation. But even if the Bruins hold on to this lead, they still need to be sellers. I'm very much firmly planted in that school of thought. But as far as tomorrow is concerned, let me tell you something. Being here in Philly right now, I'm excited because, number one, you know me, I could be really petty. Mm-hmm. I don't want to see the Chiefs have a three-peat, period. I mean, point blank. Any Patriot fan that tries to tell me, you can't be a Patriots fan rooting for the Eagles, I'm like, excuse me, you shouldn't be a Patriots fan rooting for the Chiefs. So please, miss me with that missile of nonsense. But as far as tomorrow's prediction is concerned, I think the biggest determining factor is going to be the Eagles' defense, and I agree with you, but I'm going to take it a step further in addition to the points that you made prior to coming to me. I have to say that the Eagles' defense being the best defense in the NFL this year by far is something that the Chiefs had. They haven't even faced anything like. This is a better Eagles team than what the Chiefs faced 2 years ago. They're better offensively in the run game, obviously Saquon Barkley. Defensively, they're even better. Their secondary, even better. I mean, listen, my brother, you got to look at guys like Reed Blankenship, who has been an absolute monster, the rookie Kenyon Mitchell, who has been an absolute beast, and as well as Cooper DeJean, absolute stud in the secondary as well. So for me, I think it's going to be 34-22 Eagles winning Super Bowl 59 tomorrow. It is going to be by and large because of the defense.
No doubt. And the city is going to be on fire, probably quite literally, too, Shu. I'm sure literally, Philly's going to be turned up.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it was turned up a couple of weeks ago after they won the NFC Championship game. I was on Broad Street, took content there, and I was just blown away like, my God. I mean, if they win tomorrow, multiply that by 200.
No doubt. No doubt. So, all right. So we got you on record here. You're taking the Eagles to win. And regardless of today's outcome of the Bruins game, you are not believing in this season at all. They should be sellers at the deadline. I got everything right, Shu?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. They should be sellers. No, by the way, Vegas has scored.
Man.
And it's now 3-2. Yeah, so I hate being proven right. But, I mean, outside of the result for this game, but bigger picture-wise, they should absolutely be sellers. And they have to make a decision on Brad Marchand. And that topic is going to become even larger in Boston once the NFL season concludes, because the fact that they haven't even come to a contract agreement as yet should be concerning.
Well, listen, brother, I have a lot of shows coming up here on WEEI on the weekend. So let's link up. Let's get you on a guest spot for one of them, man. You know, I always appreciate the love.
Oh, absolutely. You got it. You know how to holler at me, so let me know, man.
My man. Appreciate that. That's Shukri Wrights right there. He does great work, covers really all the Boston teams, and he's there in that Philly area as well, covering those teams. He does great work. All right, I want to transition to the NBA now. So I can't even believe when I read that 8 NBA All-Stars have been traded in the past week. Like, that is insane. And I started the show today by saying how, you know, Super Bowl week has bored me to tears. Well, not the NBA. I mean, my God, they had it all working this week with all these trades. None bigger, of course, than we saw, you know, going back to last weekend when Luka got traded from the Mavs to the Lakers. And, you know, obviously, if the Mavericks had shopped Luka around, I think they could have got more for him. In the end, as it was, I think they were fleeced because, you know, look, Anthony Davis is a great player. He's a Hall of Famer. There's no doubt about it. But even today, in his Mavericks debut, it is so Anthony Davis. All right, 26 points, 16 rebounds, absolutely dominant against a great, not good, a great defensive team in the Houston Rockets. Anthony Davis destroys them, right? And then he gets hurt. Non-contact, just third quarter, he's dominating. He comes up, he was grabbing his junk. So I'm not a doctor, I just play one on the radio. I'm going to go ahead and say that's a groin injury, right? But that is that not Anthony Davis for you? 26 points, 16 boards, dominant. Like, wow, the Mavericks are the truth. Look at this guy, Anthony Davis. Boom, groin, out of the game. Hasn't been back since. It's just like, it's just typical. And, you know, I don't think the Mavericks got enough back. This kid, Luka, is 25 years old. Are you bleeping kidding me? And then they slandered him on the way out the door. Well, you know, he's fat. Okay. He's never looked yoked. And then I was expecting Zion to show up with the Lakers. Like, they were talking like this guy was 300 pounds. He looked the same. Like, he's going to be just fine. And oh, by the way, you want to learn how to take care of your body? Say what you want about LeBron James. That's who you learn from. Am I wrong? I mean, the kid just needs – he's got to get in shape and stay in shape. And he needs to mature. Like, he can learn both of those things from LeBron. Learn how to be the face of a franchise. You can learn that from LeBron. I mean, this kid, Luka, if the Lakers don't mess this up and build around him the right way, I mean, my God, he's going to run L.A. for the next 10 years. The Lakers are back. Like, I don't understand it. I think the Mavericks panicked because they didn't want to pay him that money. That's really what that was. They couldn't get him to stay focused. They couldn't get him to get in the shape they want him to and to sustain it. And they panicked. You know what? We don't want to pay him all this money. Let's trade him. Stupid. I tell you another trade I loved. Man, the Spurs look like, here we go again. Are they building a little baby dynasty all over again? De'Aaron Fox? Are you kidding? Oh, my God. I mean, De'Aaron Fox and Wemby are going to feed families. Honest to God. De'Aaron Fox and Wemby are going to feed families for a decade, bro. All they got to do is build around those two. I mean, that is crazy. The Spurs, man, they just get it right. That is such a well-run organization. Oh, my God. And I'll tell you something. De'Aaron Fox, going back to my Luka point with the Mavs, like De'Aaron Fox held the Kings' feet to the fire. I don't want to be here. I'm not going to resign. He told them, get me to San Antonio. They did a three-team trade, right? So it was Zach LaVine and three first. That's what they got back for De'Aaron Fox after De'Aaron Fox held him hostage. You mean to tell me the Mavericks got back Anthony Davis, who's hurt every 5 minutes? Like, you got to be kidding me, man. And I think they did get a first-round pick, too. But that's it? Like, come on. I mean, De'Aaron Fox was going to leave Sacramento as soon as he was a free agent. And they still damn near got max value for him. I mean, it's the Mavericks, man. You got to be kidding me. Jimmy Butler goes to Golden State, and I thought, boy, both of them are desperate. First of all, Jimmy Butler raised all kinds of hell about not wanting to be in Miami and been suspended a bunch of times because he wasn't playing by the rules. And, you know, he was desperate to leave, right? Well, the Warriors were desperate to just have somebody, anybody, help Steph Curry out. This is a terrible fit. Jimmy Butler publicly said, I'm not going to play. I don't want to resign with the Warriors. I don't want to go to Golden State. And the Warriors still traded for him and convinced him to sign a two-year extension. Meanwhile, Jimmy Butler's style doesn't fit. He's not a good shooter, and he's a pain in the ass. So that doesn't fit the culture, and it doesn't fit stylistically of what Golden State is. But they are so desperate to try and just squeeze any championship juice out of Steph Curry that they have here on the back end of his prime that they made this move, and it was stupid. By the way, Jimmy Butler's attitude with Draymond Green's attitude, are you kidding? I mean, those two are going to be fighting in the Royal Rumble in 5 minutes. Are you kidding? I thought that was a dumb move. I like what the Bucks did, actually. You know, everyone in the Eastern Conference is chasing the Celtics, right? We understand that. That's the champs. Well, the Bucks have these two great all-time players in Dame and Giannis, but they don't have a third fiddle. Their guy, Chris Middleton, who they did have as a third fiddle, is old and washed. They had to get him out of there. They get back Kyle Kuzma, who is a capable third fiddle. In fact, that's what he is. He's already proven he's not the man. He's already proven he can't be the second option on a team worth anything. But we saw him early in his career when he was a third fiddle. He was winning with the Lakers. And that's what he's going to do here with the Bucks. I think Kyle Kuzma as a third fiddle is a fantastic move for them. DeAndre Hunter goes to the Cavs. That's a fantastic move for them. That's another guy who can play his position. He doesn't need to be ball dominant like Garland, like Mitchell, like Donovan Mitchell. He doesn't need to do that. DeAndre Hunter can play defense. And if he's open, he can hit a shot. He can get a bucket. He plays within the system. Great move for the Cavs. So I like what the Cavs did. I like what the Bucks did. I still don't believe either one of those teams are going to beat the Celtics, but it makes sense. They're loading up for a 7-game series against the Celtics. It makes sense. And by the way, both the Cavs, both the Bucks got better. Good for them. And then finally, my last thoughts here from the trade deadline, the Suns are stupid. It's already been established that, you know, Devin Booker, Bradley Beal, and Kevin Durant do not work. That big three doesn't work. It sucks, right? So what do the Suns do? Well, you can't trade Bradley Beal because he has a no-trade clause. I was the only person in D.C. at the time that said it. I was on the radio. I said this Bradley Beal contract is an albatross, and it is going to handcuff not only the Wizards, but anyone who trades for him. And everyone called my show and called me dumb. And I was right. In the end, I was right. Like, the Wizards finally got rid of him, but now he doesn't want to leave Phoenix. And he has a no-trade clause. So guess what? You can't do anything unless he says you can. So the Suns are stuck with Bradley Beal, who is nowhere near worth the value of that contract, okay? I understand not wanting to trade Devin Booker. Why would you? But I think they missed an opportunity to trade Kevin Durant. You got to get him out of there. You have to change it up. It does not work. Instead, they can't move Kevin Durant. They won't move Devin Booker. And Bradley Beal says, over my dead body, you're not moving me anywhere. So they are stuck, and they stink. My other closing thoughts from this deadline before I move on here. You know, the NBA ratings are down, right? Interest is kind of waning in the NBA. This is one way to get it going. I mean, you trade every day. I told you this stat to start this segment. 8 NBA All-Stars were traded in the past week. So all these deals moving and shaking happening in the NBA, that's great for TV. That's great for ratings. That's great to generate interest. However, you know, no one's going to beat Boston in a 7-game series in the East. And, you know, we'll see. But the Oklahoma City Thunder out West, boy, they look pretty damn good, too. I don't know if any of these teams out West, you know, can rise to the level of beating them or not. But as far as the Eastern Conference goes, I have no concern. I still think that the Celtics come out of the East. And I hope, like, you know what, that I'm at another championship parade for the Celtics. That was so cool. That was my first championship experience here in Boston, and I want more. I was not here for the Patriots dynasty. I was not here for the curse of being broken with the Red Sox and winning all these World Series. I was not here for the Bruins Stanley Cup. Now, it doesn't mean I didn't cover championships in my career. I did cover a Nationals World Series. I did cover a Capitals Stanley Cup. And now I had the pleasure of covering the Celtics championship run, and I hope I get a repeat run because it was so cool. I was at the finals against the Mavericks here at TD Garden. I was at the parade. So I hope I get that opportunity again. And, you know, my gut tells me, you know, likely it's still going to be the Celtics coming out of the East again, back in the finals. And out West, even with all these moves, I still feel like it's probably going to be the Nuggets or the Thunder. I mean, I really do. We'll see, though. 617-779-7937. If you're a hoops head and you want to talk NBA, if the NBA, put it this way, did the NBA capture your attention this week more than the Super Bowl did? Because it did me. It really did. I know ratings are dropping. I see I have a call about that. But that's one way to generate interest. Take your stars and move them around like a almost like a game of musical chairs. I mean, it's unbelievable. Let's go to him now. Let's go to Bob on line one before I get out of here this segment. Bob, you know, you wanted to talk NBA with me. I mean, all these trades, man, that's one way to, you know, generate interest for basketball, huh, in the NBA?
Well, my opinion really is not going to come because I'm a baby boomer. And frankly, I've lost all interest in the NBA. I just don't like the way they play the game. There's no down-low game. The three-point shot, in my opinion, has ruined the game. And it's just the whole culture of the NBA, I think, is really going to be tough to overcome. But I just thought I'd weigh in with a real minority opinion. Thank you.
No problem. I disagree with you. I hear you. Listen, I hate these guys running down and shooting threes as much as the next guy. In fact, you know, my kid plays youth basketball, and I see it at the smallest levels. Like, you know, my son's about to turn 8 years old, and, like, these kids, they are just not my son. I'm teaching them old school. You know, he goes down in the post, and he says, I'm open, and he waits to get the ball, and he turns and he shoots. That's how that goes. That's what I taught him. That's what I did. But, you know, these kids, man, I am telling you, they are grabbing rebounds. I'm watching it. They are grabbing rebounds. They are dribbling down. They're not passing it. They're dribbling it down themselves, coast to coast. And they are pulling up from New Hampshire. Like, it's unbelievable to watch. Like, these kids are just pulling up these threes. And I'm like, well, Listen, I get it. When I was a kid, it was Tim Duncan. You know what I'm saying? I was tall. I was always this height. Unfortunately for me, my growth spurt happened and I never grew again. So I've been 6'3 my whole life, it feels like. And that was cool when I was 12. You know what I mean? But now at 42, it's not as cool. But, I would go down, get in the post up. I could do a jump hook with either hand. I could finish at the rim with either hand. And that was that. You know, a little up and under. And that was my game. Because that's what I watched. That's what Tim Duncan was doing. That's what Elijah Wan was doing. That's what KG. But now these kids watch and it's just guys shooting from the parking lot. And so that's what youth basketball is. I'm just telling you what I'm observing. So you're not wrong about that. But at the same time, you know, these are the best athletes in basketball in the world. And it is fun to watch. And I'm just a basketball fiend. So I don't care what the gameplay looks like. I'm going to always support it. And, you know, the Celtics winning titles doesn't hurt either. Let's go to Kyle on line one. Wants to talk NBA with me. What's up, Kyle? Welcome to the experience.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
I just want to talk about the Heat real quickly, then I'll get into the Celtics.
All right.
So I'm probably going to try to do the impossible here, but come to Jimmy Butler's defense.
Okay.
Although the guy's acting like a complete diva, always has, I would never want him, you know, on my team with Boston. The roster building around him has been atrocious. It started with signing Duncan Robinson. Let's take a look real quick at their wings, which none of them are even, maybe sniffing like a tier level 3 star. You got Tyler Herro, 20-something million, Terry Rozier, 25 million, and Duncan Robinson at 20 million.
Right.
Instead of going out and getting Jimmy Butler a legitimate piece, they have dabbled in these mediocre players and terrible signings. I'm sorry. Like, Jimmy Butler, he does have a little bit of room to stand on when they, like, Pat Riley has completely destroyed that team with the signings of those three players.
Yeah.
And left no room for them to invest in anybody else. Now, getting to the Celtics, I do think they have to be a little bit careful. Like, everybody kind of overrates the Celtics tweener guys, Derek White, Drew Holiday, Peyton Pritchard. I mean, the Celtics roster is good, but it's not head and shoulders above the rest of the league like people act like it is. I mean, until Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown won an NBA championship, I don't think a lot of people guaranteed Jason Tatum was a top 5 player or Jaylen Brown was a top 10 player in the NBA.
Yeah.
So they got to be careful. A lot of teams, they get better, including Cleveland, but we'll see.
Yeah, I mean, great call, Kyle. I appreciate it. Lots to unpack there. I'll start with the Celtics. I don't necessarily I hear you. I don't hear people saying their roster's head and shoulders above everyone else. I just think they're deeper than anyone. And obviously now they have that championship pedigree, which we know means a lot. I love the signing of Torrey Craig. So, you know, I have not heard that same narrative as you. I'm not saying you haven't heard it. I'm just saying I haven't heard people being like, oh, this roster's head and shoulders above everyone. I'll tell you what, man, you look out west. I talked about them earlier. The Thunder top to bottom is a damn good team, brother. They really are. I like what the Rockets are doing, too. They don't have the scorers. There's a lot of good teams in this league. There's good teams in the East. I think the Knicks are really good. I think the Cavs are really good. But I think the Celtics are deeper than everyone and just, quite frankly, better. As far as the Jimmy Butler stuff, I will not defend Jimmy Butler like you did. But I'm going to instead move the target to Pat Riley. You know, and you did bring him up, but I actually think that's who deserves all the blame. You know, Jimmy Butler's always been a pain in the arse. But I think Pat Riley, with Jimmy Butler and Bam Adebayo, has gotten as far as they can. I mean, they made it to two finals. Remember, they were in the bubble finals against LeBron, that Mickey Mouse Cup, and then they were in the finals, and they got smoked against Jokic not too long ago in the Nuggets. And that was pretty obvious that they needed another star. And Pat Riley has failed in doing that. You know, when I was in D.C. for years, the rumors were Bradley Beal to the Heat. That never materialized. You know, Pat Riley has failed that franchise of getting a third star. Since the Heatles, when they did have three, they haven't been able to recapture that. And I actually think Pat Riley It's time to ride off into the sunset, to be honest with you. I really do. Even this Jimmy Butler saga and drama tells me it's time for Riles to head out. You know, your legacy's intact, brother. You're an old-timer. You're a GOAT. But, you know, I think your time is past. I really do. I think Greg Popovich is another one, another old-timer. You know, he has health issues, so I'm sensitive to that. But I think it's time for Riles and Popovich to just, you know, go away. I mean that with respect, but it's like, let some new blood in, you know, those respective positions that you're in. All right, when we come back, I'll preview Celtics and Knicks for tonight as we wrap up this fine radio program. Travis Thomas Experience on WEEI.
You're listening to the Travis Thomas Show on WEEI and on the Odyssey app.
All right, here we go. Wrapping up the Travis Thomas Experience. Big game tonight. Listen, it's going to be snowing. I have about 1,000 beers on deck ready to rock and roll. I can't wait to watch not only the UFC late night, but I'm going to watch Celtics-Knicks. That tips off tonight at 8:30. And listen, I'm going to take the C's in this one. They got a 4-game road win streak, rocking and rolling, playing great on the road. The Knicks have been hot, though, 8-2 in their last 10. Jalen Brunson's just doing work. We know how great he is. But I'm going to go Jason Tatum here, big stage, Madison Square Garden. I'm going 115-112, Tatum game winner, walk-off, Celtics win. I'm going to be wasted, too. It's going to be awesome. Hey, David, if I get this right, you got to clip this off for me, brother. Call me Travstradamus. I'm going to go 115-112 Celtics over the Knicks. It's going to be everything it's advertised, man. I mean, the NBA is fantastic right now. Kudos to them. All these trades, getting people talking about it. You got Knicks, Celtics, and Madison Square. What more can you want? Oh! Vegas Golden Knights just tied it up in the third period. Swayman let one in. Oh, my God. 3-3 tied right now, third period. Just unbelievable, man. These Bruins have been causing me stress all season. I don't even smoke cigarettes, and they make me need a cigarette. Anyways, thank all of you for rocking with me today. It's been great. I love this show. I love you all. Everyone's been so great to me since I've been here in town, and I appreciate it. Give me a follow, would you, on social media. I'm on Twitter and Instagram, at Travis Thomas Experience. I notice my followers always go up after my radio show, so you guys are checking for me. I appreciate it. Special thanks to producer David, too, our first day working together. You're kick-ass, man. You did a great job. I appreciate that as well from you. And I'm actually back next weekend, same bat time, same bat channel here on WEEI. So roll with me. Travis Thomas Experience on WEEI.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
College holds a mythic place in American culture.
On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.